Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve, 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS here on a Tuesday morning, January 15th. Three big things.
Three.
Government shutdown continues. President holding firm on his wall demand.
Two.
A man sentenced to more than 28 years in prison for running over a Wichita police officer 2 years ago.
One.
A man shot by Wichita police last week has died. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Still got some fog in the area. Visibility still an issue and still right around that freezing point, just a little bit under it again. So freezing fog out there. We still have icy conditions on the Wichita roadways this morning. Anywhere that you're going to go this morning for the next couple of hours at least, it's going to take you a lot of extra time to get there. Be very careful. Drive very slowly. Watch out for other vehicles. Traffic update, KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And I've heard from one of our employees here that east-west streets in the downtown area all clogged up.
Yeah.
As they try to get around Kellogg.
Yeah.
Early fog and partly cloudy today with a high of 50 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 29. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high 42. Now fog, mist, south wind at 3 miles per hour and 27 degrees. 8:48, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck Program here on KNSN. And Brad Meltzer, author of The First Conspiracy. Topic is The First Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill George Washington. That should be interesting. Glenn Beck Program coming up in just a few minutes at 9 o'clock this morning. Steve and Ted poll question today. Does the U.S. need a physical wall at the U.S.-Mexico border? Final tally, no, 10%. Yes, 90%.
Oh, my.
The poll again on our website, knssradio.com. New question.
Huge margin on that one.
Yeah, lock into this. What should the city do with Century 2?
Hmm.
Tear it down and rebuild or renovate the current facility? The Steve and Ted poll question right there. On our webpage, knssradio.com.
I'll be interested to see those results as they come in.
As would I. It is the January 15th, and it was on this date in 1892. The original rules of basketball, devised by James Naismith, were published for the first time in Springfield, Massachusetts, where the game originated. The basketball was born on this date, Ted.
And those rules are now housed at a special building / museum in Lawrence, Kansas.
They are. Yeah. Dorothy Bale has been working at the Arby's in Holiday, Utah for 25 years, longer than many of their co-workers have been alive. During her tenure at the store, she has outlasted two remodeling efforts and 21 managers. While she is not as spry as her younger cohort, she is efficient. She works the counter, takes orders at the register, keeps tables and the condiments bar clean. The restaurant's manager says Bale is so popular, customers ask for her by name if they don't see her around.
If you cut her, she bleeds Jamocha Shake.
That's right. Manager says even though Bale is slower than the younger workers, people are willing to take the extra time to wait on her line. She is 94 years old.
She's got the meats.
And she is there over there at Arby's.
Oh, bless her heart.
In Utah. Volkswagen and Ford say they're forming a global alliance in which they will together develop commercial vans and medium-sized pickups while exploring broader cooperation on battery-powered and autonomous vehicles. Ford and Volkswagen. And researchers at Queensland University found that open floor plan offices make workers more likely to catch a cold and suffer from stress and high blood pressure. They studied a number of offices and reported that the modern layout of lots of cubicles means germs and therefore illnesses like flu passed around quickly. And this is basically every office that I've ever heard of.
Right.
They also discovered the noise levels and distractions mean 90% of workers are less productive and more irritable. Thank goodness, Ted, we have a studio where we can hide from
everybody.
Yeah, we just come in here.
I would be more stressful if I had to work in a cubicle.
Yeah, we don't want to work with people.
Yeah, this just in, breaking news. People get sick by getting exposed to other people
at work
at hospitals, and in schools.
Yes.
Oh, gee.
And also in restaurants.
Hard to figure.
Restaurants
and
other places. Okay.
Restaurants,
Airbus, looking to save
bus
some
stations,
money.
Bus stations,
save money.
Airports.
production. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Airbus going to be pushing for big cost cuts on its A220 jet. That means from suppliers such as Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems. As Airbus ramps up production on the jet in the coming years, it's looking for suppliers to help them save money on production. So it'll be looking for significant double-digit percentage reductions on costs. Airbus is about to break ground on a new production facility in Mobile, Alabama. The Lee Media Group is moving into downtown Wichita, the website and marketing firm opening a second location at the Garvey Center. Owner Mia Lee says the move makes sense because many of the firm's clients are in Wichita, firms based in Rose Hill. Lee says the plan is to keep that office as well. Lee Media has 6 employees. And Super Bowl planners in Atlanta like the teams that could play in the big game. Host committee chairman Dan Corso says the remaining 4 teams all boast strong enough fan bases to guarantee plenty of interest in the game. Final 4 includes, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs. Fans will more than likely have to fly to get to the Super Bowl, and experts say they'll have longer hotel stays, more money for Atlanta. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, was it the first or second Super Bowl, Ted? Who was the halftime entertainment at the second Super Bowl involving the Chiefs? Is that right, Ted? Am I phrasing this right?
Super Bowl IV.
Super Bowl IV. Who was the halftime entertainment?
Probably a high school marching band, wasn't it?
No. Carol Channing.
Is that right?
And she died yesterday.
Wow.
How old was she, Ted? 94? 90, yeah.
97.
So there you go. A little trivia for you today. How about that?
Yeah, I was going to say the Tony DiPardo band. But
Guy Lombardo.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think they ever had Lawrence Welk, did they? That is a dirty shame right there. Today is National Hat Day. How are you on hats? I know you wear a ball cap every now and then, right, Bill?
Ball cap every once in a while, and sometimes, you know, once in a great long while, a big hat to work outside or a cowboy hat.
Well, I've got several hats. I got from Hatman Jack, of course, Jack Kellogg.
Right.
And I've got a nice Stetson I wear. When I was a little kid, I had a brown fedora type grown man's hat that I wore everywhere, including to bed. I'm 3 years old, and I've got this hat on. I don't know how they got it away from me.
Please tell me there's a picture of this.
Yeah. There's a picture somewhere. If I ever find it, I'm going to share it with you.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Does it cover up the cold? Were you losing hair at that time?
Not really. I wore it during the summer, you know, winter, summer, fall. Of course, that is about the time I began to lose my hair. I got my first toupee in the 7th grade. So
right.
You know, today is.
I've seen wavy hair, but I've never seen hair wave.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. National Hat Day. Thanks, guys. 8:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 9 o'clock, KNSS News. Government shutdown continues. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.